so glad that we have these three students with us today. And we're going to just first meet each of them, and then we'll talk a little bit about the program that they are involved in. I think it's just winding up in the next week or two. And just about life in general. And I'm going to start with Iman. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Emmanuel.
And could you tell me where you go to school, your age, and maybe what you enjoy doing?
I'm 17. I go to Westinghouse Academy in 11th grade. I like to read.
Excellent. What kind of books do you read?
Like informational books, like this book called Atomic Habits.
That's a good book. I was reading. I haven't finished it, but can you sort of give the gist of that book? It's called Atomic Habits. I forget the guy who wrote it, but it's about how little changes can end up making big differences.
Yeah, that's basically it.
And I remember, didn't he use a bicycle racing team as an example, I think.
I don't remember.
I haven't
got that far yet.
I may be thinking differently, but that's a great book. I like to read books like that too to learn from them. Let's meet who's on your left.
My name's Alea, and I'm 17 years old. I go to Penn Hills High School, and the things I like to do on free time is like make candles. It's very therapeutic. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, that would be relaxing. I've never ever made candles. I wouldn't even know where to begin. How do you begin?
So basically you would get like candle wax with fragrance, melt it down, and like put it in a jar and let it sit for a couple weeks, then let it burn.
That sounds like, how long have you done that?
I've been doing it for almost 2 years now.
Who taught you?
I was self-taught. I just wanted to try it out.
It's amazing how you can do that sort of thing. We have one more student. Hello.
Hello, my name is Precious. I go to Obama Academy, and I'm 14 years old. Some things I like to do on my free time is probably like watch TV shows.
Any favorites?
I really liked, what do you call? I like Vampire Diaries.
I think we have somebody I work with who really is into those. I've not watched that one. It's a good way to relax, though.
Yeah, it's really calming.
So all of you are involved with youth enrichment services, and you've been involved with the program Margani has had in youth leadership. Can you talk a little bit about maybe what you've learned and just some things you've been up to? And you can take it in whatever direction you'd like.
Okay. Well, this program, I feel like it taught me like different ways and like what's happening throughout the city that no one else would really think about. Like as really being young, not a lot of people know about like the different policies and like why it has been brought up. And I feel like this program just like gave me a different view of the city of Pittsburgh and how it functions in the background.
That's a great observation. I had no idea how the city government worked. Even frankly, I probably didn't learn that stuff till I was 25 or so. What kind of things did surprise you or were you, I guess, surprised that you had no idea might have been in place?
Like the different policies that has been made, like the different water policies that I'm learning about with my project, I never thought like they have to like do these certain type of steps so the water can be regulated and people can actually drink the water that is like coming from the sewers and stuff like that.
Does this have to do with how they're replacing water lines?
Yeah, and like how they want the water to be more cleaner in the city of Pittsburgh.
Talk about your project a little bit. Were you all involved in the water project?
No.
Okay. Talk about yours, Leia, and then we'll learn about the other projects too.
So what my team is doing, we're doing water policies, and we're basically trying to figure out a way to stormwater drains. We're trying to get the trash, remove the trash out there. So we're trying to build a system where the water can be like more cleaner coming out the drains in the city, and like the sewer pipes won't be so built up with trash and things like that.
It's really important because if rainwater ends up, or if the sewers can't handle the water, sewage can get contaminated with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to have rainwater going into mixed with the sewage.
Right.
Who did you, what kinds of people did you work with at the city to learn about these things?
We learned with some of the people from YES, and her name is Alexis. She helped us out with different things. I think she works at the city of Pittsburgh, the mayor's office, too.
That sounds like Alexis Walker.
Yeah.
Really talented. What about you? Can you tell us a little bit? And you like to go by, is it E-Man?
Yeah, you could say E-Man.
E-Man. Yeah, tell me about your project and your work.
My team, we're doing the population decrease in Pittsburgh. There's many factors that play into that, but one of the things we were talking about the most was like the job diversity, and then how like the people of Pittsburgh don't really get together enough to even formulate a plan to even help increase the population.
So we end up losing people because to find a job that they would like, they have to go somewhere else?
Yeah.
Did you think about any solutions to that?
Not yet, but we've been working on another one. It's like the different community activities and stuff, having like changing the narrative of Pittsburgh. Like it's the steel city, but we want it to be something different.
Something that maybe everybody could relate to.
Yeah, like how Los Angeles is, or I think North Carolina, like something like that.
So people might leave because they don't feel a connection,
yeah,
or an identity. I'm curious, and I'm not challenging you, but why is it some people might say, okay, so population's declining, who cares? But why do you think keeping population here matters?
Because Pittsburgh will gain more money and revenue and stuff.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh's population was more than double what it is now. Years ago, we were probably in the top 10 of American cities by population. So it's good that you're working on that. Precious, what was your project? What has your experience been?
Me and my team, our project was about the academic achievements between African American students and white students in high school.
And they are profound, aren't they? That gap. And that gap,
yes,
has been there, at least in Pittsburgh public schools. It's been documented, I think, for 30-plus years.
Yeah.
Were you aware of that gap before you got involved with YES in the city?
I did notice in the schools that I went to, there would be a lot of African-American children who would be performing lower in their academics, but I didn't really find out more about it until I went to go research it.
What did you learn?
I learned that there's a lot of reasons why there's a gap in between the academic achievements, but also it's because of there's chronic absences. There's the tardiness of kids not coming to school on time and stuff like that. And then there's also there's mental issues where people are not mentally stable, because high school is really tough to go through mentally. And then also there was illness, which was about like more like COVID-19 when that happened around there.
Did you discover any ways to try to turn things around? All of your problems are big ones, environmental, population decline, and this issue in particular, achievement gaps. As you said, there are a lot of factors. Anything that looks like would be a good place to start to get the biggest result?
Me and my team, we did come up with a solution. So ours was to, for people's, like, for their illness, it's better for your illness, for your body to, like, fight off getting sick when you're healthy. So our solution was for kids to ride bikes to school because public transportation is probably, like, very unreliable, especially when the buses keep delaying, and that also causes children to come to school late. So we were going to have a program where the kids can ride bikes to school in the beginning of school. So in summer, you would come, like, to a nonprofit business. We still have to figure out that part. But kids will learn how to ride a bike because you can't just give a kid a bike and then they automatically know how to ride it. So during the summertime, the kids will come to the school and then they will learn how to ride their bike. And then during when school first starts, you would ride your bike to school, ride it back, and then during the winter we would provide, well, the school provides bus passes for some kids. So some kids will get bus passes, and if some kids don't get bus passes because of depending on how far away they live from the school, they would get a bus pass for the winter so they don't get sick. And also our studies have shown that when you're riding a bike, your mentality, it also gives you more of a positive outcome in like how you perform in school as well.
Precious, that's a great idea. You've got my mind spinning in so many different directions. I didn't mean the pun with spinning, but first of all, if you ride a bike, you're in control. You're not being dependent on when the bus picks you up.
Yes.
You set the schedule. Secondly, it connects you more with the neighborhood and the streets and life and what's going on. Thirdly, you're going to build up your muscles, your lungs, your respiratory system. So maybe when you get sick, if you get sick, you'll recover more quickly.
Yes.
And then that leads to better attendance. That's a brilliant idea. And the idea of applying it and then seeing how it does is that's just a really good idea. Did you guys get involved? I don't know if you work on each other's programs or if your teams are independent.
Our teams are independent.
That's what I figured pretty much. That's a really good idea. Is there anything else you wanted to add about that?
About the solution for our problem? Not really, but also what we're trying to figure out the most is what abscesses can cause, because I did find a decrease in people's, for graduation rates, because when it comes to high school, you have like a certain amount of credits, and if kids are missing the beginning of school and missing like a whole class because they have to wait for their parents to drop them off to school, then that causes their attendance, which I think in some schools you have to have like a 10%, like a 90% attendance rate, and that causes kids' attendance rates to go down. And then that also affects how they're going to graduate in the future. And it affects when they go to college, if they're going to get accepted to college. And then if they don't get accepted to college, then they have to figure out other ways to live through life.
So you must have to start really in elementary school or even earlier. Because if you miss classes or learning, it's just going to get magnified.
Yeah, so when we were studying it, we noticed that elementary schools are really the schools that provide the yellow buses. But then middle schools, a couple of them do, but since a lot of Pittsburgh schools are like middle school to high school, then they kind of stop providing it. But when we have, I know in Pittsburgh, Obama, so depending on how far they think a child could walk to school, they give them a bus pass. So for middle schoolers, I think it was around like they could walk around like, I think like 2 miles, which is safe for them to get to school. But then for their high school, like if they had a sibling, if they went to high school, they think that a high schooler can walk 2 miles and be fine, so they don't get a bus pass.
Wow.
So it really just depends on your age and what grade you're in to what the district would give you a bus pass or not.
Plus, if you have responsibilities at home and other things to do, you might not have the time to walk 2 miles. How do you guys get to school?
I get to school either my mom or my dad or just a bus.
And what about you?
Pitt Hills School District provides us bus companies. We got a bus company that takes us to school.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Public is unique because it's such a sprawling district. And with magnet schools, you know, you can go to different schools depending on where you live. Alea, what do you think is the biggest thing in your project, the environmental project, that might be holding us back from getting better at clean drinking water for everybody and keeping our rivers clean? I mean, it seems like we've done a reasonable job, but are there more things? Like, what would you change?
What I think, what we saw was the maintenance of it. So we was thinking of building a filter for it. But with coming with a filter, we got to, there are people that got to clean out the filters every now and then.
This would be for what goes in the storm drains.
Yes. And then people who cleans it, and then the cost of it. Like the maintenance, keeping up with the maintenance so like nothing will go bad or like trash won't get stuck until I have to filter or anything. And yeah.
I wonder if people could adopt them or, I mean, you see a storm drain, you don't think much about it, but when you do think about it, it's really a conduit right to the river.
Right.
Or to a stream that feeds the river. What about, do you think differently about drinking water? Did you get to go to a water treatment plant or learn more about where drinking water comes from?
No, we didn't get that far into the research yet, but we was like, the next time we're getting all together, we was thinking about where this water comes from and how can we, like, prevent, like, lead and stuff being inside the water because of Pittsburgh being a steel city. There's still a whole bunch of lead and, like, toxic chemicals coming inside the drains.
Did you test any water?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, the city's investing a lot in replacing pipes, but it's a problem to be sure. I wanted to get back to Eman. Your project is amazing. What do you think it's huge too. Do you hope that it keeps going once you're done, or do you plan to stay with it?
Yeah, I hope it. I do hope it keeps on going. I want to be active in it and try to help as much as I can.
Do you know people that have left Pittsburgh that you wish had stayed here?
My uncle.
Yeah, my two brothers left and I stayed, but I often wish they had stayed. Where did your uncle go?
He went to Virginia.
And it's, I'm sure it was for opportunity, most likely. And it sounds like you would like to stay.
Yeah.
I'm curious for each of you, do you have thoughts about what you want to do after you're out of high school?
Start my own business. Well, I'm trying to start one right now, vending machines and real estate.
Cool. Do you want to talk about the vending machines? Is it a new kind of product or just drinks or snacks? Or
Just drinks and snacks for right now. To build for me starting a real estate business. So.
And what would you do with real estate?
Airbnbs, duplexes, just different properties like those.
Excellent. What do you like about the prospects of being the owner of the business and running it? Not everybody is cut out for that.
'Cause I don't get told when I have to work and when I have to work, and I get a lot of money out of it.
A lot of it's independence, and if you work hard, you get the rewards, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to think about. I saw a vending machine in Nashville. Do you play any musical instruments?
I used to play the drums.
So I was looking, this was on social media, I didn't see it with my own eyes, but it was a vending machine for musicians, and it had drumsticks in it. It had a capo, like you put on a guitar. It had a tuner, and you put money in it. It's like if you broke drumsticks or if you – I think it had guitar strings in it. I was thinking, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, that does sound cool.
For that 24/7, you can get that stuff at a last minute. What about you, Alea? Have you thought about life after high school?
Yeah, I definitely want to go to like a four-year university, and I want to go for information technology.
Excellent. How come? It's a good field.
Yeah. One, my mom, she's in the field, and I feel like she really inspired me to want to get into that field. And going to information technology, it's like you will never, like, you'll just keep going. You'll never be out of a job. And
yeah, and it will constantly change, mm-hmm. I think, too. Precious, I can't wait to hear yours, you know?
For my future, since I'm a freshman, I'm still, like, starting to think about it. But I have been wanting to be in either probably in the real estate area and then also in the architecture area as well.
Interesting. Tell me more about architecture.
So when I was a kid, I really had this big dream to, like, always want to build my own house or, like, build my family our own house because I always wanted to make the rooms exactly how I imagined it or the bathrooms to be exactly how I imagined it and for me to have, like, a big backyard and a patio because you can't really find a house that is exactly as you want it when you're in Pittsburgh, so you would have to probably know how to build your own. And I figure if I'm going to build my own house, I might as well just do it myself or know how to plan it out so that I know how exactly I want to live in my house.
All right. Each of you is somebody I would not only have I enjoyed talking to you today, but I want to talk to you in 10 years to see how you're doing or even in 10 weeks to see how you're doing. Anything else any of you would like to say? We're just about at the end of our talk. I want to thank Youth Enrichment Services and the City of Pittsburgh Youth Civic Leadership Academy. I know Danielle is here today with you and all the folks there. Anything else the three of you would like to say? Did we miss anything?
No. I don't think so.
Well, I want to say thank you for representing today and for being here. It means a lot to me. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you.
There you've got Iman and Alea and Precious broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square.